The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's 6 degrees and rainy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Cassie Perry.
And I'm Ilyas Duong.
And here are today's headlines. The SEM strike is affecting how students get to class. Zoran Mamdani wins the New York mayoral race. And Eagle Fest is coming back. The festival will make its return this winter with headlines like DJ Snake and Sophie Tucker. Meetings between the SEM and the maintenance workers have resumed, after both parties backed away from the table last week. Aiden Rayner is in the studio with an update from the two sides in the negotiations. Aiden?
Well, Cassie, I tried to speak with both parties and they both replied with written statements. STM spokesperson Renaud Martin-Terrouet says the STM has improved its salary offer. The two parties have returned to discussions to get the mediators back to the table. In a statement, Martin-Terrouet said, "If the current process does not bring us closer to an agreement quickly, all options will be analyzed, including the appointment of a dispute arbitrator to reach a settlement. The Maintenance Workers Union is still disappointed by the outsourcing of roles," Transit Union President Bruno Genot said in a written statement. "Clearly, the STM would rather see its services shut down than reach an agreement with us." The union says outsourcing tasks like manufacturing and repairing parts to the private sector will increase costs and the number of breakdowns. Genot says it's time for the newly elected mayor to get involved with the two parties so the two parties can reach an agreement. "I was not able to reach Ensemble Montréal on its role in the negotiations."
Thank you, Aiden.
Post-secondary institutions in Montreal are operating mostly as usual during the month-long STM strike. Some students say they are not able to make it to class time. Christelle Gazarian reports.
Some students in Montreal say schools aren't helping much as they deal with the STM strike. Maeve Holbrook is a student at Concordia University. She says some of her professors are shifting to a hybrid course delivery, but others aren't.
One of my profs is making it kind of hybrid or online. I think she's a tenured prof, so she can do that, but some other profs who maybe aren't tenure don't want to go against what the university is saying, so they're holding it completely in person, like my class today.
Holbrook says to get to her class in the afternoon, she has to take the bus in the morning. Several post-secondary institutions say they're operating mostly as usual, although Concordia is giving instructors some flexibility if they're teaching evening classes. Alexandra Floyd also goes to Concordia. She lives off-island and says the strike is making commuting more difficult as well.
"So I missed an amazing opportunity because of these strikes and still have to drive to school. When then I was stuck in like an hour of traffic on the way home when I would have gotten home at the exact same time if I would have taken transit, but I didn't have a choice."
The strike is expected to end November 28. For Concordia News Montreal, I'm Christelle Gazarian.
Zoran Mamdani will be the next mayor of New York City. In his victory speech last night, he said, "Immigration is New York City's strength.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants, and as of tonight, led by an immigrant."
Mamdani was born in Uganda and raised in Queens. His campaign focused on affordable housing and strong support for the Palestinian cause. He will become the youngest mayor in decades and also the city's first Muslim and South Asian mayor. He will take office in January. U.S. President Donald Trump has already threatened to arrest and deport Mamdani and to cut federal funding to the city.
There were some other huge wins for the Democratic Party as two states elected new leaders last night. States as Virginia and New Jersey went to the polls. Democratic candidate Abigail Spanberger won in Virginia, flipping the state from red to blue. New Jersey also elected a new governor, Mikey Sherrill. There were some other election results that were announced in California. California voted yes to the state's new redistricting plan, which favored Democrats.
The U.S. government shutdown is now the longest in history, 36 days. American lawmakers still have not agreed on new funding legislation. And as Malcolm David reports, Canadians may ultimately pay the cost.
"We voted 14 times to open the country. We have voted 14 times to open the country, and they vote to keep it closed."
Democrats and Republicans have been at a standstill over the U.S. federal budget since October 1st. The major contention point has been the proposed cuts to health insurance from the Republican side. The shutdown has disrupted the lives of about 1.4 million federal workers who have been working without pay. I spoke with Mashi Lander, professor of economics at Concordia University. He said the impact of the shutdown could extend beyond the border.
If Canada is doing any business with government agencies in the U.S., right now that business is not going on. So there's the potential loss of activity, and to whatever extent then that the Canadian companies have to stop operations while they wait for governance from the U.S., that could have a consequence.
Lander says the shutdown and ongoing tariff tensions with the U.S. might mean it's time to look for more stable international partners.
Canadian businesses might say, even if we don't have provisions or even if we don't have alternatives now, we have to view this as a future cost of doing business with the American government. And if this is the way that they're going to behave on an increasingly regular basis, then maybe we should be looking elsewhere.
For the shutdown to end, the U.S. Congress and Senate must continue to negotiate to pass the spending bill. Once they agree, U.S. President Donald Trump signs it into law. For Concordia News, I'm Malcolm David.
Igloo Fest is back this winter in Montreal. The outdoor electronic festival will run from January 15th to February 7th in the Old Port. Don't you give up, nah, nah, nah. I won't give up, nah, nah, nah. Let me love you. Some big names will be there, including French DJ Snake, New York duo Sophie Tucker, and Montreal's group Black Tiger Sex Machine. Belgian rapper Hamza, who canceled his Picnic Electronic show last September, will also perform on January 29th. After expanding to Quebec City and Gatineau, Igloo Fest is now going beyond the province for the first time with a new edition planned in Edmonton in March.
Grab your microphones, Canada. Prime Minister Mark Carney said in his latest budget that he wants to see Canadians at Eurovision. The Eurovision Song Contest brings singers from countries in Europe together to perform. Also in the budget, Carney said CBC slash Radio Canada would receive a $150 million boost in funding for cultural services. The budget also had money for Telefilm and the National Film Board. This wouldn't be the first time Canadians have participated in the competition. Céline Dion was there in 1988, representing Switzerland.
That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Elias Loan.
And I'm Cassie Perry.